T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A show for tough talk.
Enough with the excuses already. What a bunch of pansies. What a bunch of mentally weak pansies.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Do I make the lineup better? Yes, I do.
Mike Francesa, fan in New York, had a good month. He came bouncing back in the first month. Now we'll have to wait and see how it plays out, over a few months, but first month back, you would think people were paying attention.
And it's time to get down and do some sports.
Exactly. So that's what he's doing. So yesterday on his show, this is unbelievable, he was talking about the whole gambling aspect, because the world's going to change around us now. You've probably seen with all this gambling and with teams getting involved in it and leagues. So the NBA is going to get involved. The NFL is going to get involved. And Major League, everybody's going to get involved. So Mike decided yesterday, because he knows gambling inside and out,
And horses.
He knows this gambling stuff. So in a matter of 15 minutes, he figured he could come up with all sorts of ways in which this whole gambling connection with Major League Sports would all work.
Oh, this would be interesting.
Yeah, so this is what he came up with.
And this is where, if the states are smart, they will take people who really understand this, okay, and let them create games that would attract people. And there are games. If I created a game for you that plays into your football or basketball or baseball expertise, and you could, for a $20 or $50 in total, have a chance to win big money.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Based on how you play it, that will be an exciting play for you, okay? That will be a very exciting play for the average guy.
Sure will.
And I think you can create something where the payoffs are not a dollar and a dream like the lottery, where the odds are you got a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Right.
But that if you have a skill,
expound on it.
There will be a game. I could create 10 games in 15 minutes if they gave me 15 minutes to do it. And those games, if created properly, will be very enticing to the public. And what's good about them is, the bookmakers don't have the same games. They don't have the mechanism. They don't like coupled bets. They don't like the chance of you winning a lot with a little.
No.
They frown on that. They don't want that.
So give me
an
idea.
They want you to bet dollar for dollar. They really want you to pay 11 for 10 is what they want you to do. They want that bet. They don't want this other bet. And this other bet is where the states, if they're imaginative, will make their money.
Give us a game.
I can create a game.
Play. Thank you.
In 15 minutes for you.
Okay.
But let's say I create a game where you get to pick 5 players tonight in the major leagues.
Right?
Yep.
And if your 5 players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night than any other 5 players, you win $50,000. And the fee is $10 to get in.
Sure.
People will buy that.
This
They'll
is the joke.
It like
no, this
crazy.
Is a joke. This is
they
a
will
joke.
Play it.
Hold
all
on,
night.
Stop for a second. Stop for a second.
So if I'm Mike Francesa, no, it's simple. You go into a time machine. You go back a few years.
Wait,
you find
a few years.
You find some guys that have incorporated as DraftKings Inc. You go give them this idea.
Yeah.
And then you got it. You made it.
No, and what you do is,
how about
you know,
FanDuel? You go to the FanDuel, right?
So he really did just say
he invented.
What
Fantasy football.
Back? Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. He thinks was he in a coma? And then like woke up and was like,
well,
you know what, I had this vision.
I got one too. Like, for example, like this weekend is the US Open.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So
now,
you do it for all sports.
I'm thinking of a game to where maybe you pick like say 6 golfers.
Ooh. Okay. No. Okay. Same type of theory.
The fee is, again, bet a little to win a lot.
Yeah.
The fee is $33.
That's it.
First place will get $1 million. Now, the difference is that I'm actually going to pay out second, third, fourth, all the way down to, because I'm going to have like 10,000 or I don't know, 50,000 entries. I'm going to be able to play. Basically, if you can finish in the top like 10,000, you might get your money back, because I'm going to have like 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So if I can invent a game like that to where you bet 33, and if you win it, you win $1 million. So I'm just saying, for example, like US Open golf, 6 golfers, right? And now what I'll do is I'll say you have like $50 to spend, and I'll make each guy worth like $10, $11.
So you're gonna have to almost act like a GM.
$12. You're getting GM, but you got to stay under the salary cap.
Oh, okay.
So once you stay under the salary, you give me the best six players under a salary cap.
Okay.
And if you win, you win like $1 million.
They don't want that.
They don't want that. Why do you think there's nothing like that out there right now? There's nothing out there right now.
Does he continue, please?
No. Tell me there's nothing out there like that.
So here we go. There's a little more.
Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want.
You've never experienced football like this. You just pick your players, you pile up the points, and then you pick up your cash. That's it.
Right. You know what's amazing?
Never thought of something.
You know what's amazing? Yeah, over the years, how many of those commercials from FanDuel or DraftKings do you think aired on Mike Francesa's program? And he never listened to a single one of them.
And if your five players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night,
how many sporting events did he watch over the years in which they're constantly showing the guys winning on DraftKings, right?
Other five players, you win $50,000.
And you know what? Let's throw in a wrinkle. Let's say you can pick two starting pitchers of that night as well to go with your five hitters. You can pick two starting pitchers across baseball with your five hitters, maybe six. I don't know. You know what? Maybe let's do it this way. Rather than just rando fives, we could do that. We could call it like showdown, you know? And then, but maybe we'll do like just you could pick a catcher, a first baseman. You can do all the way down the lineup. It'd be great.
That's a great idea.
So you invented already two games in less than 15 minutes.
Well, you didn't even need the 15 minutes.
Look at genius.
He keeps rambling on.
Holy smokes. Is he serious right now? I'm serious.
Done believing
this.
He's totally serious. He's seriously
full of crap. And then people were just, calling him out. You saw it all over Twitter yesterday.
And they all come back. He's full of it. I don't believe it.
I swear to God, that's that program right now, is that he just says dumb, idiotic things like
that was his program before.
He just got dropped into this time frame in a time machine and has no idea what's going on. And that is part of the curiosity of the show.
Does anybody call into his show and call him out?
Did anyone say it's called DraftKings?
You know, does the guy in Funhouse, the Twitter account where he plays all this stuff, which is
hysterical. The only clip I have is him explaining this. I didn't listen to the whole show.
What's wrong with you?
I don't listen to him. What's wrong with you? I just don't.
What's wrong with you? But he got good numbers last month, first month back on the air.
He did.
And he just invented, fantasy football.
Wow.
And the fee is
$10 to get in.
Just over the last 10 years.
They'll play it like crazy.
And you know what?
Play it all night.
We'll do different games, too. You can bet $1. You can bet $2. You can bet $5, $10. Whatever the type of gambler you are, we can go. I tell you what, you can go head-to-head against somebody. Play $100.
I love it. I could invent all these games. Five games in 15 minutes, and he comes up with a game that was invented.
Fantasy sports. Daily fantasy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, it was funny because...
How much are they paying him now? How much is the company paying him?
You know, it's funny. So his numbers are great. You don't hear of Bart Scott at all.
He's a mid-day.
So Bart Scott was on Damon Amendola's show. Is that his name?
Yeah,
CBS Radio Show. And I'm not sure about the percentage, but he said the NFL players are on two things. He thinks that like at least 60% of the league is taking some sort of PED, which is a broad statement because the PEDs it can be a bunch of different things. It could be like Adderall, it could be HGH, steroids, whatever it is. It could be a burner, some sort of DHEA, testosterone booster, whatever. He said, and a big majority of them are on Viagra.
Really?
Now I've never heard this before. And then he gave his explanation.
Reason?
Something about,
blood levels?
Like, no, like your blood flow.
Stay hard during
blood
a
flow.
Game?
What no, no, happen? Blood flow. Alert. Yeah, no, no. I don't know if it has what's alert, but I don't know if like it has something to do with blood flow. And I never heard of it before. That's the one that stood out to me. You can debate
the
HCPEDs.
Well, the timing of it lasts more than 4 hours, right?
You got to call a doctor.
So the game's only three and a half.
You're all right.
How would you, like, what if, like, just... I get what his reasoning is, why someone would take it. It makes no practical sense whatsoever. Like, so you want better blood flow, so you're going to take Viagra? And so just in case, what if like you looked at the sideline and you're playing, I don't know, the San Diego Chargers, the Miami Dolphins, and whoop, there we go. I'm not focused at all.
Yeah,
not wearing a cup.
Blend.
I mean, you've seen some of these guys. I saw LeGarrette Blount the other day.
I saw that picture.
LeGarrette Blount put it away, man.
Gotta get a cup.
No, please get a cup. Away.
If you're on Viagra, you don't need to be in San Diego. You look across and you see Vince Wilfork.
That's
like, what is going on?
I mean,
what is going on right now? Why am I? What am I doing? What is
like,
hello?
Insane.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't need like, a cheerleader.
Oh, we need to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.